Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
People of the West are being told that Putin is so bad that nuclear war is a reasonable option to get rid of him. And if you think this may be true, I urge you first to take the time to watch Oliver Stone's interview with Vladimir Putin and see for yourself if this one man is worth starting a war over. The mainstream talking point is that Vladimir Putin is a killer because he was in the KGB. But what they won't tell you is that he resigned from the KGB because he did not agree with their methods. He described communism as a blind alley, far away from the mainstream of civilization. He is a patriot of old Russia, the thousand-year melting pot of many cultures, and for his entire leadership has sought peace with NATO. For a brief moment, it looked as if President Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev were going to end the mutual assured destruction arms race between the two countries. But by the time Putin got a seat at the table, the mood had changed. Putin tells us that President Clinton tried persuading him to join the U.S. in leaving the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty of 1972, citing an ambiguous threat from Iran as an excuse.
President Clinton, насколько мне известно, представитель демократической партии. Без всяких оснований, потому что есть угроза со стороны Ирана.
Putin suggested that if they were to abandon this foundation of arms control, then they should develop a new anti-ballistic agreement.
Я должен сказать, что мы предложили работать над системой противоракетной обороны совместно. Соединенные Штаты, Россия и Европа. В конечном итоге, как это не печально, наши партнеры от этого предложения отказались.
The United States had other plans. And after 9/11, President Bush announced that the U.S. would withdraw from the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty. After doing this, the U.S. then began developing missile systems around Russia's borders.
Это будет означать не что иное, как еще один виток гонки вооружений.
Putin has been assisting the United States in the war against terror and has seen how the U.S. have been using terrorist groups against Russia.
На мой взгляд, важная вещь. У нас сложилось абсолютно устойчивое мнение. Что наши партнеры американские на словах говорят о поддержке России, говорят о необходимых готовности к сотрудничеству, точно в борьбе с терроризмом, а на самом деле используют этих террористов для раскачки внутриполитической ситуации в России.
When U.S.-backed terrorists in Georgia attacked South Ossetia, Russia moved in to defend civilians, and the American media spun it as if Russia was the aggressor. When an overwhelming majority of Crimeans voted to join Russia, the Western media spun it as if Russia had coerced them. In 2012, the U.S. State Department openly meddled in Russia's elections. And in 2014, they orchestrated a violent overthrow of the Ukrainian government in plain view. Early this year, the U.S. State Department threatened to shut down the Nord Stream pipeline.
If Russia invades Ukraine, one way or another, Nord Stream 2 will not move forward.
Followed by President Biden.
If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again. Then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
But how will you do that exactly? Since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control.
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do that.
And now it appears as if the U.S. has done it, as the State Department brags about it. While NATO desperately seeks world domination, the Russian Foreign Ministry has built an alliance with the majority of the world, an alliance backed by sound money that respects national sovereignty and strives for world peace. At this point, it seems fairly obvious that if Americans don't wake up to the fact that they are no longer the good guys, then they stand to lose all the freedoms that America used to stand for. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
And Biden shut down our big pipeline. The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store Super Sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off.
From the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Wednesday, October 5th, 2022. I'm going to be here in the next 3 hours ahead of our special fourth hour guest, taking your phone calls and covering the waterfront. And it is a crazy world. A lot of bad stuff's happening, but humanity is awakening at an explosive rate, and the enemies of liberty are scared. We are an American band. We're an American broadcast. We're an American vision. We're going to restore the republic and become the light of the world once again under Jesus Christ. Whoa! When you are over the target, you are under attack. And that's where we are, over the target, on this live October 5th transmission. Okay, it's incredibly serious news. Let me try to control myself. But I've never been able to just read the stack headlines without diving into one of the stacks. It's like that old 1970s ad with the owl. And they asked the wise owl, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? And he says, one, two, three, three. Because he can't control himself. He has to bite into the Tootsie Pop. I'm not advertising for Tootsie Pop, but I think I was never able to actually just lick one until it was down to the chocolate. I've always been into it as well. And that's what I do here with these headlines, and they're insane. So let me see if I can actually just do it today for the first time in 28 years. White House panics as gasoline prices rebound. Mulls export ban blast OPEC. Calls OPEC hostile, basically threatens war. So, OPEC announces big cuts in oil production despite U.S. pressure. Now, this headline says it all. White House launches last-ditch effort to dissuade OPEC from cutting oil production to avoid total disaster. So, wait a minute. Biden kills over 2,000 pipeline spurs, over 100 major pipelines, including the Gigantor finished Keystone, runs all these policies, clearly blows up Nord Stream 2 and 1, and then says it's a total disaster caused because OPEC can't continue to blast at this level and produce all this oil. Unbelievable. Cut off U.S. oil production, blow up pipelines, shut off pipelines, and then turn around and blame OPEC. Saudi Arabia and Russia plan deep oil cuts in defiance of U.S. Financial Times of London. U.S. oil group urges Biden to take fuel export ban off the table. That'll only cause prices to go up even more.
The White House is reportedly weighing a controversial measure to lower gas prices ahead of the midterms, and it's all in his executive order from a year and a half ago. We're going to hit that stack. Then, huge election fraud news on multiple fronts, breaking. CEO of U.S. election software firm Konik arrested for storing data on servers in China. Where have I heard that before? Huge COVID-19 news. Breaking, ICANN wins lawsuit forcing CDC to turn over V-safe COVID vaccine injury data. Shows 7.7% seek medical care after the vaccine, directly contributing to that, and 25% have serious side effects. And it gets more insane in that stat. Then we're going to tie it with a flashback to the military campaign to influence public opinion, continued after defense chief shut it down. And that's in the U.S., Canada, New Zealand, Australia, Europe, everywhere, the same program, a total psychological warfare operation. Then we've got the situation in Ukraine deteriorating very, very quickly. Musk plan to end Russian war infuriates Ukraine on Twitter. They're now threatening to take him out because he doesn't want a nuclear war. Also, he's now renewed his deal to go ahead and buy Twitter. And it's amazing the text messages and emails of Elon Musk that came out in the Twitter suit against him. He tried to back out of the deal because he found out they were a fraud. About a third of their traffic was bots. You get to see Elon Musk talking about the New World Order, about tyranny, about the left, about censorship. It's pretty amazing stuff. That is all coming up today. Then, this is breaking mainstream news. Biden regime paid $12 million to censor political opponents on enemies list, interfere in elections. Guess who's on the list? The last few patriots left on Twitter and Instagram, people like Jack Posobiec. Of course, I'm on the list. I was on the list 4 years ago, but I was taken off everything, so I was removed from that list. Then we've got MSNBC national political correspondent gives Democrats the bad news for the midterms as more and more of even their skewed polls show massive Republican domination and sweep. We'll also look at the DOJ now moving to prosecute parents who refuse to let the state take control of their children's destiny and put them on the fast track at age 11 to be chemically or physically castrated and to have their breasts cut off. Can't make that up. Sounds like some type of Hellraiser satire, but it's real. Continuing, Florida faces grim reality. Hurricane Ian is deadliest storm in state since 1935. And folks, hurricanes since the 50s have been least severe and have not been as intense. That's all the metrics from NOAA, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration. But when the data is real, we'll report it. This is the strongest since 1935. And probably as strong as any hurricane that's hit Florida since meteorology was developed in the last 120 years. So the Democrats call every storm the biggest. They say that the storms are getting stronger. Overall, they're not. They're getting weaker. But this one was a big daddy. And it killed a lot of people. And DeSantis and the state workers and local workers and corporate folks are doing a badass job, according to every metric, in Florida. So we salute that great management of Governor DeSantis and the great folks in the amazing state of Florida. Now, that's just some of what we're going to cover. But I'm here today. I was supposed to testify in Connecticut, and I went up there, and I did three press conferences. And then yesterday afternoon, the judge said, okay, remember, Jones can't say over 12 things, can't say he's innocent, can't bring any of this up. And if he does anything I don't want other than yes, no, or I don't know, I will have him arrested for 6 weeks in, 6 months in jail. That's how long they have in Connecticut. And she said she'd do it. So it was a total trap. It's not really testifying. I would just be a puppet up there to try to fool the jury that it's an actual trial where she's already found me guilty. They've had weeks and weeks of people running on for days apiece, lying about me, saying I did all these things I didn't do, claiming I sent people to deface kids' graves, claiming I, you know, did, I mean, just total baloney. Oh, look, mean comments on YouTube to political Sandy Hook families that are out pushing gun control. It's Alex Jones's fault that they got in the political arena and people don't like it. It's unbelievable, but that's how they've rigged this. So they're going to get some giant verdict. They've already said I'm guilty. And the good news is I don't have any money. And to expand on that, we have a plan under Chapter 5 bankruptcy where this company will continue on for years. And as long as we have the funds, we're going to appeal all of these rigged court cases. And even mainline analysts and judges say this must be overturned, or they've created new law to be able to shut down anybody they want, which may be the case, but we're going to keep fighting on here. Here's Norm Pattis today trying to explain why I didn't testify and the judge shut him down.
The language that we agreed to is based on information provided to the court by the defense. I previously informed you that Mr. Jones intended to testify in the defense case. Mr. Jones is now elected not to do so, as is his right.
How about if I just say the last sentence? Mr. Jones has elected not to testify, as is his right.
He's instructed me, he'd like me to say to Drake, I know I can't, that he's boycotting these proceedings because he feels that he's on the horns of a trilemma. If he testifies in accord with the court's orders, he'll be committing perjury. If he violates the court orders, it's criminal contempt. If he takes the fifth, he gets an adverse inference. And so from Mr. Jones' perspective, by operation of law, he's been placed in an untenable position and has chosen to boycott.
I can't address what his thought process is. I'm not going there.
Yeah, that's right. The families can talk for days apiece, say whatever they want, but my lawyer isn't even.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Who gave Starlink equipment to the Ukrainians that they've been using to create robot boats to blow up Russian ships and direct their drones, said, you know, this is headed towards nuclear war, just like Henry Kissinger did last week, and just like the Pope warned again. Pope said this needs to stop. Pope's certainly not a good guy in my view, but I don't think he wants nuclear war. But there we have it. We have Zelensky and these maniacs and the Azov battalions who literally hail Hitler. I mean, they do. It's not Russian propaganda. And I don't like Russia invading. I said it was going to be a bad thing. I'm not for what Russia's doing either. But this is insane, ladies and gentlemen. And then the nerve, the gaslighting. Stacey Abrams, you remember, in 2018, contested her election there for 2 years in Georgia. And now they are removing videos of Democrats contesting the 2020 election or the 2016 election, all the previous elections of the last few decades, them contesting it the same way Republicans did. Stacey Abrams, we have the video coming up at the end of the hour. She gets up there now this weekend and says, I never contested the election and you shouldn't be allowed to contest elections, when she's famous for contesting elections and contesting her own election for 2 years, two-plus years. They just lie, and they lie, and they lie. And the reason I raise that, the reason I bring that up is, it's total gaslighting. Think about it. Google and Facebook, it came out last week, are removing and blocking hundreds of videos that are viral, some of them old. I mean, they're all old, but some have been up there for years, including new ones that are being uploaded that are compilations showing Democrats saying the Republicans stole the election in 2016, we need to overturn the election, on and on and on, including Kamala Harris, including all of them, basically, so that we can't show that and show what hypocrites they are. They are literally memory-holing thing like Joseph Stalin used to do, having the newspapers airbrush out photos of people that he had assassinated or put in a gulag. And it's the same thing with energy. Under Obama, they shut down close to 1,000 coal power plants in this country. When you're flying across the country in an airplane, you can look down all over the country and see coal power plants that aren't on. There's no water vapor. There's no carbon dioxide coming out the top. They're closed. And since Obama, energy prices in America have roughly, when it comes to electricity, tripled. They're up 56% nationwide just since Biden got in for electric bills, because he's continued in the last year and a half, almost 2 years now, to shut down more coal power plants that are left. When Texas a year and a half ago had that big storm hit, that blue norther, that polar vortex, Texas 5 days before sent an emergency letter to the feds and said, please let us turn up the energy. And they said, no, you can't turn up your coal power plants. They're set under federal law to this. We're not giving you the authorization. Criminal penalties if you do. So the power went out for 2 weeks on average. He shut down the Keystone Pipeline. He shut down thousands of spurs, over 100 other pipelines. Now Democrats are trying to shut down two big pipelines that are 60 years old out of Canada coming in that feed the Midwest. We are under attack. Then they turn around and shut down most oil drilling in the Arctic Refuge and in the Gulf of Mexico and on all the public lands in the United States, crippling us. We went from number one producer in the world to number three overnight. And it gets worse and worse and worse. And then he turns around, just like he blamed gas stations a few months ago for gas prices being high, when all the metrics show that that's not who was doing it. Then he blamed Russia for it, and certainly the war exacerbated it. And now he's blaming OPEC, saying that it's OPEC's fault and that OPEC needs to continue to up its production, even though they can't even keep it at this level, so they're announcing cuts to the historic production, and he's basically saying it's an act of war. Look at these headlines. White House panics as gasoline prices rebound, mulls export ban, blast OPEC as hostile acts. OPEC announcements of big cut to oil production despite U.S. pressure. Now here's the key one out of CNN. White House launches last-ditch effort to dissuade OPEC from cutting oil production to avoid total disaster. So they've created the total disaster, blown up Nord Stream 2, sabotaged Nord Stream 1. They're cutting off stuff all over the world. If they don't own it, they blow it up. They control it regulatorily. They shut it down in the U.S., and then they turn around. These globalist post-industrial terrorists who want to bring us to our knees and say that it's OPEC. The Biden administration has launched a full-scale pressure campaign in the last-ditch effort to dissuade Middle Eastern allies from dramatically cutting oil production, according to multiple sources familiar with the matter. They said they're trying to avoid a total disaster. Saudi Arabia and Russia plan deep oil cuts in defiance of the U.S. Saudi Arabia is seeking to raise oil prices at a critical meeting in Vienna in a move set to anger the U.S. and aid Russia. Riyadh and Moscow and other producers are poised to announce deep cuts at a meeting of the OPEC cartel on Wednesday, according to people with knowledge of the discussion. So they cut U.S. oil production to squeeze the American people into submission and then blame other people. Absolutely crazy. U.S. Oil Group urges Biden to take fuel export ban off the table because, you see, they're trying to cut world energy to cause a world depression. The U.S. could supply the whole damn world. So, see, he's shut off our pipeline, shut down the permitting processes, leveraged everything he can to drive up prices, depleted the strategic oil reserve, blown up pipelines, done all this other garbage, and then wants to blame Middle Eastern producers because they are supposedly causing the problem. Just incredible. The White House is reportedly weighing a controversial measure to lower gas prices ahead of midterm elections. And when you read into this, you go back to the executive order of January 28th last year. He was only in office 8 days. Biden makes sweeping changes to oil and gas supply. What did he do? Shut down the Keystone Pipeline. Killed the permitting. It goes on and on. You should go read his executive order for yourself. Here it is from WhiteHouse.gov. Executive order on tackling the climate crisis at home and abroad. And what did Blinken say last week, the Secretary of State? You know, this is a good opportunity, this pipeline being blown up, to get us off of fossil fuels. This is the Great Reset. And what has the head of the Energy Department, the head of the Department of Transportation, what have they all said? We're in a transition, and we're cutting off the energy on purpose to make you get off fossil fuels, even though there's not enough discovered lithium and nickel and other metals they need for these batteries in the world. And they're shutting down the coal power plants that, again, you'd need all those 1,000 coal power plants they've estimated major studies turned back on if half the U.S. went to electrical cars by 2030 like they want. But instead, they're cutting off the electricity, and then every time there's power outages in California and other areas, they say, don't charge your electric car because there's not enough power, and the idiots that buy the electric cars don't understand that. They're not bringing us electric cars as the new thing that's going to be the new innovation. It's the excuse and pretext to pull the rug out from under us and shut society down and turn everything into the equivalent of these blue city hells. All right, folks, when we come back, we're going to hit the latest on election news, the war, and
by the will of God and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com.
And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL that gives him go for direct Alex Jones legal defense fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up. We're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Harry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
The new world order is not coming, ladies and gentlemen. It's here. It's an automated technocracy that surveils and censors and manipulates every form of your life. It is a program of absolute total enslavement by design. But if the public of the world is aware of the enemy operation, it will never succeed. And that's why they're in full panic mode at the UN, the full panic mode in every globalist controlled country, admitting that if they can't censor us and if they can't silence you, they're going to lose. I'm going to hit some major election news here with 34 days to the midterms and tie it into Bolsonaro and what's happening around the world and so much more. But first, I want to thank listeners for your support over the years, and I want to encourage you to realize now is the most important part of the fight we've reached yet. And we're headed towards the crescendo, or the finale in this phase of human development, and the whole future of our species is being decided right now. And you cannot underestimate how effective this broadcast and your support of it has been. We need your support to stay on air. We have a plan to indefinitely be able to stay on air unless they launch a fake cyber attack and turn the power off, and that's something the globalists are probably looking to do. I've got more mainline articles with the elites fleeing to New Zealand, fleeing to Tasmania, fleeing to Kauai, Hawaii, fleeing to remote areas of rural Canada in armored fortresses. This is serious, but we are affecting the battle space right now and letting people know that it's the New World Order that's behind it. So I want to thank you all for your previous support. I want to tell you, now is the time to get products you absolutely need. At preparetoday.com or preparewithalex.com, it stays in the same place. You have the highest quality, super low price food ready to ship in the warehouse to you at preparetoday.com. And for the rest of this month, the big special is $200 off on a three-month food supply. And there's a lot of different varieties and variants you can get. It comes in great, sturdy, waterproof packaging, great for transport, great for concealment. Everybody should go to preparetoday.com, especially if you haven't started prepping and getting ready. The globalists are all doing it. Anybody that works in the government, I can tell you, that's smart's doing it. Anybody at high-level corporations is already doing it. The elites have already fled to the countryside. They're planning something big. You need storable food that lasts more than a decade, and it's nutritious and good. There's a lot of other great preparedness items, top of the line at low prices, and survival gear at preparetoday.com. Also, you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you can buy The Great Reset and the War for the World. That's been off and on, the number one book in the last months of the world, Exposing the Globalist Program. The book is exclusively available with signed copies as a fundraiser. I want to thank those of you that have done that. I want to encourage those of you that haven't to get the book signed or get it unsigned if you want to give it as a gift. Do your Christmas shopping now. Don't fight the lines. Don't fight all the garbage that's coming up, the crime, the streets, the rest of it. Support InfoWars and do your Christmas shopping early and get a copy or a couple copies of The Great Reset, either signed or unsigned, at InfoWarsStore.com. And separately, this week only, and then the biggest sale of the year so far has to end. We'll have another big sale in early December. And that is all of our great supplements that are the highest end, highest quality out there for 40 to 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, X3 is all three types of good iodine that are absorbable into the body in your cells. Learn about IQ reduction. Learn about all the health problems associated with iodine deficiency. The UN admits over 2 billion people have serious cognitive disabilities from lack of iodine. What it does for your energy, what it does for your libido, what it does for your cells, your immune system. Everyone should be on Survival Shield X3, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off. The 1,100% of the daily allowance of organic vitamin C, rose hips, and zinc, turbocharging your whole body and immune system, 50% off. DNA Force Plus with the CoQ10, the PQQ of the highest quality and more to clean out your telomeres and cells. Everybody should be taking it going into the fall and winter. It's 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Okay. Let's get into this news ahead of the unbelievable. I mean, every day it gets more insane. It is admitted that these vaccines erase your immune system. It is admitted they give you blood clots, cancer, infertility, heart attacks, heart swelling, strokes. And now just mainline, totally prestigious studies on top of prestigious studies every day are just pouring out government documents. They knowingly did this. And many top scientists are estimating that children that do have heart problems from these shots will be dead within 5 years. I mean, that's coming up next segment. We've got to keep exposing this so that they don't continue to try to force the injections. And there's some good news we've got in that pile of evil to cover. Let's hit the censorship right now. And there's so much of this, and it all ties together. Washington, D.C. Democrats approved plan allowing illegal aliens to vote. They're also going around the country doing similar things in California and Illinois. Remember we told you they'd do that? Now it's out in the open. Remember New York giving out driver's license to all the illegal aliens the last few years? Breaking, CEO of U.S. election software firm Konik arrested for storing data on Chinese servers. You, 51, Eugene Yu, the CEO and software firm Konik has been arrested in connection to the storage of data on Chinese servers. U-51 was arrested yesterday just outside of Lindsay, Michigan, after prosecutors alleged he improperly stored the information on servers in China, according to the Los Angeles County District Attorney. U is the chief executive officer of the company named, and it goes on from there. And what have all the experts been telling us? Most of these big tech company, voting machine companies, are storing it in China for some reason. I'm not going to play the video, but here's the text of it. Georgia Democrat Stacey Abrams shamelessly and falsely claims she never denied the outcome of her 2018 election, even though there's countless compilations and videos of her saying that. If I have time next hour, I'm going to get to that. So all of these are censoring citizens' votes, blocking citizens' votes, censoring the will of the people. But here's a sterling example. And the Republican Party has documented this in lawsuits that are coming out. This is a key story. In 3 days, Google spammed, said they were spammed, 23 million Republican Party emails, GOP claims bias. So Google doesn't deny that they're calling the majority of Republican emails spam and blocking them when Google's about half the email in the U.S. They're not blocking Democrat emails. It's less than 10%. But they're blocking the majority of Republican emails. Folks, when you send out an InfoWars article, or you send out a DeSantis article, or you send out anything pro-America, or exposing, brainwashing children or sterilizing children, you've got to reach out to your friends and family and make sure they're getting it and make sure they go in the spam folder. Almost everything InfoWars goes in a spam folder. That's why everybody's got to get their spam folders, share the articles and videos of people, and then send another email without InfoWars link saying, hey, I just sent you a key article they don't want you to see. Check your spam folder. And then people start actually looking in the spam folder. This is a big deal. This can change elections. This can change everything. If we can't communicate, we're going to lose. So use email, use text messages, use word of mouth, and realize that's the real war. And the good news is, I was in Connecticut yesterday, got up at like 6 a.m., went in the kitchen to cook breakfast with Rob Dew at the Airbnb we were staying at, and turned on C-SPAN, and for an hour and a half, we cooked breakfast, ate breakfast, and watched the Washington Journal. 90% of the callers were anti-New World Order, anti-Bill Gates, anti-Klaus Schwab, anti-Biden, exposing global warming as a fraud, because that was the question, what do you think of man-made climate change? And literally, 90% of the calls were destroying them. People are awake, and they're using every place you can to get the info out. Get past the censors. Go to your city council. Go to your school board. They're scared of you doing that. Peacefully tell the truth and then give out key URLs and tell folks to go to the censored URLs. And I recommend InfoWars.com as the top of the stack because the enemy fears it. We'll be right back with massive news on the poison shot. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Every day, hundreds of prominent scientists and researchers and doctors and cardiologists are coming out confirming what we told you 2+ years ago. This is a death shot.
Well, we're fairly new to the scene. Obviously, a prominent heart doctor in the UK. We saw him speaking out on GBN News back in October. Well, now he's written maybe two of the most important papers to be written about the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the mRNA vaccines. It's getting a lot of press. It's getting a lot of attention. In many ways, you could say he's going viral. He's on the news. He's doing, conferences and talking about this. So this is just a taste of really the new star on the block when it comes to transparency and a passion for the scientific method. I'm talking about Dr. Ashim Malhotra. Take a look at this.
I was one of the first people to have the COVID-19 vaccine.
I helped out in a vaccine center. I was on Good Morning Britain helping tackle vaccine hesitancy.
I did not conceive of the possibility that a vaccine could cause any real harm at all. It wasn't even anywhere in my brain. Over a few months, conversations with various people started to make me think a little bit differently.
I'm somebody from a very prestigious British institution, cardiology department, researcher, a whistleblower, if you like, contacted me to say that the researchers in this department had found inflammation from imaging studies around the coronary arteries, and they had a meeting, and these researchers at the moment have decided they're not going to publish their findings because they are concerned about losing research money from the drug industry. Knowing this information, which is very concerning, Stephen Gundry's paper in Circulation, and also anecdotal evidence. I mean, I have a lot of interaction with the cardiology community across the UK, and anecdotally, I've been getting told by colleagues that they are seeing younger and younger people coming in with heart attacks. We have 14,000 extra unexplained out-of-hospital cardiac arrests in this country alone. Israel data.
No one wants to talk about.
Israel data, 16 to 39-year-olds, they did a very rigorous analysis, 25% increase in heart attacks and out-of-hospital cardiac arrests in 16 to 39-year-olds, specifically associated with the vaccine, not associated with COVID.
I was under the impression the vaccine would prevent transmission. We obviously now know that's completely false. That isn't true. We don't even know if it was true at the beginning.
Now, a lot of listeners are going to say, Alex, you and your guest told us this 2.5 years ago before they even rolled it out. How did you know? It's in all the documents. CDC covered their ass in that document in October 2020, predicting it all. Now, you're going to see more and more prominent doctors and scientists and cardiologists come out and confirm that. And people get mad at them and say, why didn't they do it early on? Because they were under Stockholm Syndrome. Because they were projecting their own decency and goodness onto Big Pharma and the system. Or they were scared of losing their funding. Or both. And so, yeah, this guy's a day late, a dollar short. But it doesn't matter. There's so many of these top scientists and prominent people coming out now that globalists didn't want this to happen. They wanted to hit us with this attack, move on to the next distraction. They thought they could intimidate everybody. This was a big test to see if they could do future bio attacks in the future and hit you with a bioweapon that then also hit you with a vaccine that's even worse that isn't a vaccine. But it's blowing up in their face, and that's the good news. And so anytime I feel persecuted, anytime I feel down, anytime I see the forces of evil at every level, not just corporate, not just governmental, but also this is a fight between good versus evil. And there are people that are dialed into evil, and a lot of them don't even know it, who then act out against InfoWars and act out against what we do on air because it's a spiritual situation. And it's the influence they're under. Here's some of the headlines. Breaking. ICAN wins lawsuit forcing CDC to turn over V-Safe COVID vaccine inquiry data. Show 7.7% seek medical care after the shot, right after it. 25% have serious side effects. Informed Consent Action Network just recently won a major lawsuit brought against the CDC requiring the agency to turn over its V-Safe COVID vaccine injury data. In order to collect health evaluations following vaccine against COVID-19, the CDC delivered a tool called V-Safe that runs on smartphones. Over 10 million participants signed up and submitted their data. Then they covered up what it found. Because they want to monitor how they're killing you at the top. They just don't want people to then use that data against them. Here's another headline. Doctor claims 50% of children who suffer myocarditis due to COVID vaccines will be dead in 5 years. Well, that's what the previous studies of regular myocarditis show. But this vaccine or this Frankenshot-induced system has a much higher rate. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we've all seen the death and carnage. Here's the report. Doctor claims 50% of children who suffer myocarditis due to the COVID vaccine will be dead within 5 years. Stories on Infowars.com. Absolutely bone-chilling what they're up to. This is out of the L.A. Times. California pauses plans to require COVID-19 vaccines for school children because there is no law. It's a lie when they say it's a law. And so what are they doing? They're trying to pass a law. Student vaccine mandates fall like dominoes. But in New York and in California and other states, they are trying to pass laws to make it mandatory. COVID-19 update. Unvaccinated school employees will no longer be required to test weekly. All that harassment. And here's the law, L.A. Times. All California school children must be vaccinated against COVID-19 under new bill. So they're pushing to get legislation in place for forced injection of whatever they want to put into our bodies. Here's a clip I want to play of Alex Berenson, company that funded bat research, the Wuhan lab, just got even more money. They got tens of millions from Bill Gates and others to produce the weapon, and now they're being rewarded again. Here's the clip.
It's hard to believe. I'm reading the script, and I think this can't really be happening. Is it actually happening?
But yeah, it's actually happening. This time the research will be in Laos, Myanmar, and Thailand, I believe. So, but aside from that, it's basically the same research that they were doing in China in the years leading up to SARS-CoV-2's emergence. Yes.
May I ask an obvious and never asked question? Why wouldn't you do this research in the United States?
Well,
I mean,
the bats are there. Okay. And so if you're going to, and you know, you have to actually like capture the bats and get whatever viruses that, you know, they're carrying in order to perform the research. Now, I think you know, and I think my readers know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, okay? But it's hard to understand why the NIH is doing this. They know there's going to be blowback here, okay? They know that as soon as you talk about this or I talk about this, there's going to be blowback here. So there's really only two reasons that I can think of that they would do this. One is it's just a pure power play. It's just to say to Rand Paul and Tucker Carlson, we don't care what you think. This guy's our guy, and we're going to continue to fund him. The other is a bit darker, which is, you know, there's this community of virologists out there that won't admit that this probably came out of a lab, and they continue to insist on natural origins, that somehow this jumped from a bat to a human or from a bat to a...
No, that's not why this is happening. Gain-of-function research is illegal in the U.S., so in 2015, Obama funded it through the National Institutes of Health to Peter Daszak, and with Bill Gates' money, moved it to Wuhan. It's all on record. I told everybody almost 3 years ago. This January, this coming up January, February, it'll be 3 years since we laid out. You can go back to those shows from February and March of 2020, and it's exactly what now happened. And I love everybody's got a preface. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Well, that means you're a dumbass? Well, we can't say they blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. That's a conspiracy theory. They're bragging they did it. And I'm not mad at the guest on Tucker. It's just two steps forward, two steps back here. Peter Daszak got on TV and bragged in 2019 that they created COVID. It's in government documents. They had the COVID created in 2018. We've covered it all ad nauseum. They made it. They released it. In November of 2019, Peter Daszak sent orders through the Bill Gates Foundation to the four big vaccine makers, mRNA and virus vector makers, to create the same effect with the spike protein. They ordered them to make it. They had it ready. They rolled it out. They made the chimera virus. They released it. They had the poison vaccine injection already prepared. It's all there in the emails. It's all there in the facts. It's all there. Now as we discover that it's all true and it is killing us, even the people that are supposedly on our side, I'm not talking about Tucker, but the guest, just either are dumb or aren't telling us the whole truth. And I quite frankly am sick of it. I didn't risk my life and do all this to sit here and have half measures. These people did this on purpose, on record. They need to be indicted. They need to be arrested. They need to be tried. They need to be imprisoned. These are crimes against humanity, damn it. And now they're giving six-month-old babies the shots. Now they want to give them to newborns. You're going to put up with this crap? Hour number two is going to be jam-packed with your phone calls, the latest war news, huge Elon Musk news, and so much more. And I'll give the number out. Stay with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.